This is the fourth year that insurance will be available through the Affordable Care Act exchanges. Corey Brown is the benefits program manager for 90Works and a health insurance navigator. She says if you bought insurance through the exchange before, you need to go through the process again.
Everyone does need to apply every year. If they're happy with their plan that they have and that plan is on the website where they can choose it, they can keep it. But it's always good to review the plans because there are some plans that have, you know, have dropped off and some more insurance companies, you know, coming in. So, yes, we can do the application process with them, see if they're eligible for any of those tax credits that can help them pay for a plan, and then look at the current plans that's available.
Let's get some numbers out of the way right now. When we talk about people who buy health insurance in the so-called Obamacare marketplaces, we're not talking about a lot of people. True, 12.7 million is a pretty big number, but it's a little more than 4% of the total U.S. population. The majority of Americans, 84%, get their health insurance from either their employer or the government through Medicare or Medicaid. For the people who do have to buy from the exchanges, the majority will get some help paying for the plans.
83% of the enrollees received financial help to make their coverage more affordable. Just for example, like if you've got a family of four, mom, dad, two kids, that's making around $60,000 a year, they can qualify for a tax credit of around $700 a month. For that family, that would, you know, greatly help them with paying their premium that they're responsible for.
And those tax credits are important. There have been reports of price increases averaging around 22% across the country. Brown says the price increases are offset by an increase in the tax credits, so families usually pay close to the same amount out of pocket. There have also been reports of insurance companies dropping out of the exchanges. Brown says there are still plenty of competition in the counties she serves in northern Florida.
There was probably around 86 plans that come up last year. This year it's probably close to the same, but even though if you have a health insurance company dropping out, you've always got someone else coming in to make up that difference.
Under the Affordable Care Act, everyone in the U.S. is required to have health insurance or pay a penalty. For tax year 2016, the penalty will rise to 2.5% of your total household adjusted gross income, or $695 per adult and $347.50 per child, to a maximum of just over $2,000. Open enrollment will run through January 31st, 2017. You can go to healthcare.gov and sign up, or contact one of the navigators if you think you'll need some help. For information on that, go to 90works.org or call 855-909-6757, extension 5. And all of these numbers are available on our website, wwf.org. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.